Tonight we're Mitzvah going to start from the beginning of Skiris Parlam, which is Shin Lamed Aleph. It's a simple, easy simon, but it has a lot of yesaidis which are applied all over. In this week's parashat, the pasuk says, Moshe and Aaron went to Paro and they told him, Ad mosam ayante le'onos miponai shalach ami v'yavduni. How much further, Admose, until when, Mayanta Leonis Mipona, you refuse to humble yourself before me, Shalachami Vyavduni, send out my people Vyavduni and let them serve me. For the Shlikas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Clearly he was talking to Paro. Paro's Shlita, his Koyach, his Malucha, was in the way, was interfering with Klal Yisrael's Avoida to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom. I was astragish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be talking to every one of us. Very often we would have certain midas which interfere with our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have, in this case, it might have been gaiva by Paro, it could be other type of midas, it could be greed, it could be other type of midas that are interfering with Avodas Hashem. And the tzivi would be, Ad Motzim Ayante Le'onos Miponai, humble yourself, break those midas, rid yourself of those midas, and then Shalach Ami V'Avduni, your my nation, the Nishmat Yisrael, will be able to serve me properly. And to take this to a perhaps a deeper level, very often we create barriers, we create obstacles, we create preconceived notions. We set up a certain set of rules that we have to play in this structure, and then we say, okay, now let's bring the Torah in and we'll see how the Torah affects us. We're in business, we have the social norms, whatever it is, the secular norms of society, and we say, look, these are the rules, this is how I have to do business, and now let me see how Torah plays itself in, which is a madrig. It's beautiful that we want to do that, but this is the given, and now let's see how Torah could affect it, and we'll try to conform the Torah with our workplace. We'll try to set up it in a way that we won't have a problem. Yesterday someone from England spoke to me, he had a shayla. He knows the halacha that by mumin, we once discussed last year, that you can't be meichum mumin. Well, no, it's a given, he has to be meichum mumin. He's not taking anything back. How do we go about doing that? Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's sort of, he's trying to conform the Torah to the workplace rather than faket. To the famous vote, it says you're supposed to be kaveya itim le Torah and not Torah le itim. You're supposed to try to conform the times, even today, every single time, every dar is nesayin, the challenges are, is how to live in society with conforming with Torah, rather than trying to say, look, society is a given, and let's see how Torah can conform with the times. Just to think, I think this is a whole part of, this is part of Gola, that Miyat Hashem b'meher yibona, I mean, how prettier the world will be, if the given, if the supreme is Torah, we start off with Torah, we'll do business like Torah, and then tough luck to society, rather than be faket. Now tonight, in the siman tonight, we're going to see that basically the siman deals with how we go bus of minhag medina. Not all minhagim work, but many of the minhagim do work. But there is flexibility in the Torah that to allow for minhagim and naisim and naisim, not that's a minhag. But nevertheless, Torah should reign supreme rather than faket. Rachmana litzlan. We're starting off with siman shin lamed aleph. And just as a hakdam, which probably everyone is aware of, is that unlike, let's say, kinyonim, where you have to do a maite kinyon, a contract, a shtar, whatever it is, when it comes to schiyas poilim, whatever the diber is, whatever you make up, the tzitza that you have with the poil, and then the poil does the malacha, you're mechuyif to pay that price, whatever the deal was. It doesn't need necessarily a maite kinyon. Mishainim say that the Ascholos Malacha, which we're going to see in Yetzirah later on, Simchon Lama Gimel, the Ascholos Malacha, the mere fact that he started doing the work, that in itself is considered a Kinyan. Dr. Makaba, Asechaz Apoilim Bomolem Lashkim Malaharit. You hire workers, and you tell them after you hired them Stam, you didn't give the hours, and then after you said, by the way, you have to get up early, you have to leave late, these are the hours. Malkim Shinogo Shalol Lashkim Shaloy Laharit. If the minig was not to get up that early and not to leave that late, enu yachol kaifan. You cannot force them, because when you hire them, it was done up here minig. Whatever the minig was, whatever the neig was at that time, that was the understanding and that was the time frame. What does it mean, lahashkim al-harif? So there are two pshatim amongst the Rishonim. It's not a machlek, it's just a machlek, it's a pshat. Is that we're going to see later on in the Ramah discusses that minat Torah, the Schiris Poilim of the Torah was from Netzach Hama to Tzeitzach HaKochavim. That was the given. That's if you want to know, if you want a high zone to see the Torah, that is his day load. It has to be these 12 hours, whatever, from Netz to Tzeitzach HaKochavim. And here it says, Womshad is Omalem Lashkam Larav, means he wants them to do even earlier than Netz, or to later than Tzeitzach HaKochavim. And he can't if there was a minig like the Torah. Or more nugget to us is that we have, let's say, typically it's 9 to 5, if that's considered a minig, so it's not to feed the Torah, but he's running him and says, look, you know, I learned, it says, Fusha Pasuk the Gemara Dashans, that has to be from Neitz to Tzeitzach HaKochavim, and I want money from you, that's what you have to work for me, from Neitz to Tzeitzach HaKochavim. And that he's not allowed to do, because since the minig is from 9 to 5, Hakol Lofi Minag HaMedina. And who are doing this is Lagabi everything. Whatever it might be, today we're more generous with the employees than there were Bizman of Chazal. For example, Bizman Chazal, there are halachas that a pearl has to say Havinenu. He can't even dive in a normal Shemoneh Esrei because it's taking out time from the Balabot. A number of examples are like that in Shas. La halacha, clearly, the minig is not like that. Clearly, the minig is, Bedere Klal, is that we allow a husband to call a spouse, whatever, call a wife call a husband. Sometimes you allow the employees to help themselves to copying machines or to the fax machines, for email services, whatever it is, even if it's for personal use. Whatever is considered the norm, that is permissible. More than the norm, it will be taka a problem. But whatever is considered the norm is fine, even though that's not al-pi halacha, but that was the minik, and al-kolafi minik al-medina. And the Mechaber continues, afilu haysef al-scharan, even if he pays him more than the going rate, he's still not allowed a month from them to get up earlier than 9 o'clock, come to the job at 8 o'clock. Why Kimon Shalisna came Bishosha Sakran, since at the time that he hired them he did not say that he's supposed to come from 8 o'clock, so then it was understood that he was going to Kafir the Minig, he's supposed to start at 9 o'clock. Right, says Avad, if you would be Masna Kalafi tonight, Avad, if you're gonna make up with the employee, you want him to work from 8 to 4, you want him to work from 8 to 8, whatever deals you make up with him, that's fine. There's no problem with that. But without it tonight, I'll call a fi minig.
What do you mean Lukaifan? What happens if he doesn't want to hire somebody
else
to fire him? What's the thing with
Lukaifan? Okay, the Pshat in Lukaifan is as follows. Avada, we're going to learn Miyat Hashem Shalom, Gimel Dalet and Hey, talks about Poilin backing out, Balabais backing out. But here it means, Apiyadin, if I come to the Poil and I say to the Poil, look, this was a job. If I would have been in the right, I would say, look, you got to get up at 8 o'clock because that's why I paid you more. If you don't get up at 8 o'clock, they don't have to pay you. Or I can prorate the salary. My payment, my salary was structured based on the fact that you're going to get up early and leave later. You didn't do that. You didn't fulfill your commitment with the deal, then I don't have to pay you the full salary. And if it's before the work, I can tell you a call to. If you're not maskim to this, then the whole ketzitza that we have, the whole deal that we have, is memela batel. Because you're not willing to conform with the terms that we made up.
Can you ever renegotiate?
Sorry?
Is there anything like renegotiation?
Well, once you start working, there's Askalas Malak. We're going to see him yet again. Well, let's hold off to Shalom Gimel if a Poel wants to back out. But one thing is clear, if the Poel or the Kablan or the Baal Bais is not allowed to back out, then he cannot renegotiate either. If you're in the right, if the employer is in the right, if the employee is in the right, then you have no right to fire him. That was the deal.
What kind of job is created?
Sorry?
What kind of job is created? The job guarantee is there based on the law? Like the employee is right. You're not
going to. Not in the grada here, it's not. The employee wins here. Well, that's going to be a lock later on in Allah to fire your employee. Well, if there's Askolos Malach in Allah, fine. Before then, it could be Tarumit, it could be Dov Ovid, it could be Chayv Al Tagarmi. Let's hold off for Shinlam Megimah. But in that, if look those halakas later on, that you're not allowed to back out, so too you wouldn't be allowed to fire him based on this, because it was your choice. He has a right to go bust with the minig. Whatever is considered the minig, that is fine.
And might
if you want a call a fee tonight, if you made up, then you're telling him that this is only for a certain period of time. After that, you're going to renegotiate, or possibly renegotiate. That's fine. But this is, again, you hired the guy minas tam, and this will be the halakha. Yeah, let's try to cover some machabah. We'll take
for a contract, you know, somebody you hired to do a particular job, or somebody who works for you, yeah, the business, the same thing.
Any employee-employer relationship, Seikah, Kablan, whatever it is, woman, whatever it is, Hakolafiyah tonight, but if you don't have it tonight, Hakolafiyah minute. Now, the Gemara makes the point that this is a big chiddush, Afilo Hoysef al-Scharan. The Gemara says that means to say that even though Now, let's say the going worker gets a starting salary of, I don't know, $40,000, and you went ahead and you bedavka paid this person $50,000. So the employer claims, why do you think I paid you more? Why do you think I paid you $50,000 for that? It was obvious that you were supposed to do more. You were supposed to perform better or more than the average worker. And my intention was, therefore, that you were supposed to get up early. You were supposed to get up at 8 o'clock, or you were supposed to have longer hours in the day. Nevertheless, the halacha is like the employee, that since the minig is 9 to 5, he only has to go from 9 to 5. The fact that he paid more, that's fine. That he's paying more must be for another reason. The Gemara said, in order for him to do avidut shapir, to a better malach. If you look in the Sma, in Sifkat Nalef, the Sma says, the reason is, that you gave us a raise, you gave us a higher salary, is kedei lasis avidoscha shapir. In order that we should perform the work better. And we did that, Taka. And Amiri is Mahir, what happens if you didn't do it? So first Miri says, Enochanami, if you didn't do a better job, you didn't perform better, Enochanami, you're not entitled to the higher salary. And then the Miri says, and that's how the Taz paskins, Taz was Mechavim by himself, is that here doesn't mean that the guy did more, he did a better job, he built the house better. It means that the guy was more responsible. He was there. You didn't have to call him six times till he came, or whatever it is. There are certain times that it's not concrete. You can't pinpoint and say, well, the job was actually better. You have an employee who just does things better. He's more geschickt, or whatever, he's more gelungen. The reason why I paid you more is because I expected a better job. Not that you can point and say, well, this contract is written out better, or this phone call that you had with the customer was any better. That wasn't the case. It just means, but there are clouds that you're more responsible, you're more receptive, you're more... Whatever goes into the job, you're a better worker. And that's obviously going to be very difficult to prove that he didn't do it. So therefore, min hastam, you're going to have to give him the higher price. And we're going to get back to this concept when we do Sif Beis about this Dhamma Medim, why it doesn't play a role, the fact that you hired him at a higher price. Now the Maccabi says, Kivin Shalisa came b'shar shasachron, you're going to have to conform to the minig, and you're only allowed to mun from him from 9 to 5, let's say, in the hours of work. Rekhi Vega points out, and the others as well, there's a Pnei Moshe, Yerushalmi, Rekhi Vega brings down, but the other Rishonim as well, that point out that this fact that there's a minig, and you're trying to go against the minig, is not that you're going to lose just because Lahisna came with Shach Sazachron. But even if Hagufa Anodona, there's Akasha, if you indeed had this tonight, I come and I say, look, you remember I told you have to come at 8 o'clock, and he says, no, you didn't. You told me 9 o'clock, or you didn't tell me at all. The halacha is like the employee, that he only has to show up at 8, even though I'm saying, bloody, what do you mean, I told you at 8 o'clock? Still, the halacha is employee, he only has to come at 9 o'clock. You're not neman with akasha, you're not neman against the minig. If you have a minig that no one hires at 8 o'clock, if the widespread minig is to come from 9 o'clock, you're not neman to say that you did it from 8 o'clock. And therefore, if you do these things, which are totally against industry standard, it's clear that you should get either to aid him or write in a contract of some sort, because later on, if he denies it, you're going to be on the losing end.
How unusual is not the minig?
In
New Jersey, there are plenty of
minigs. At the start at 8. Okay, so... Again, what's considered the minig? The minig we're going to get later on in the Ramah. Okay, let's hold off. Belina will touch at the end of the Ramah what's considered the minig and how much it needs to be. Well, I'll give you an example. Let's say something which is, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's across the board. You'll have a tenant, and the tenant will tell you that we made up, I only have to pay the month, pay you the rent at the end of the month. If he's tired, it says, I only have to pay you the rent at the end of the month. Clearly, there's a widespread minig, or at least I can hear some landlords, Ari, the minig is to pay probably by the first of the month across the board. So if you're going to say, and you're going to say, well, I said I'm going to pay at the end of the month, you're going to lose because it's going against the minig, even if you claim that that was the deal. If you don't have Adam on it and you don't have it in writing, you can be in trouble. But there are less clear minhagim, which we're going to discuss at the end of the Ramah. Okay, let's start with the Ramah. If there was no minig in the ear, it's a new city, the Gemara says. Other types of cases, there might be no minig there. Some do like from 8 o'clock, some do from 9 o'clock. Or if he tells them, Lahedja, I want you to be hired like a pile of pitaira. He really wanted to follow the Torah, and he wants his pilot to work like that too. And he says, so what's the halacha? If he hires him a pitayra, chayavim lotis mi beisim bezrichas ha-shemesh, melazis melacha teis ha-kokovim. They have to start the job from neitz ha-chama, and they have to go all the way till teis ha-kokovim. And gradually the Ramah points out, and that's what Rav Yishanim say, is that he could start leaving his house from Neitz HaChama. It means traveling is included. So if he lives close to work, he'll stop, probably have to start from Neitz HaChama. If he lives an hour away, he can show up an hour after Neitz HaChama. He just has to leave his house going to work from Neitz HaChama. On the return, which is really for his own benefit, the employee doesn't mind if he stays around, the employer that it doesn't mind if he stays there, so that's for his own benefit to return home. That he has to do on his own time after Neitz HaChama. But, sorry?
Well, that's
the
line.
Yeah, this is a dangerous line. The Olam always jokes around. If you want to really fix up a pile, you tell him, yeah, we want to follow Peter, you should be a pile Peter, and he's going to be stuck. I don't know. I mean, unless you tell me it's a non-Sadi, that wasn't the case. The halacha is, if you make up that he's hired, I'll pit kedim teira, these are the halachas. The Orcha Shulchan suggests, it's a chiddush, it's not much like that anywhere, but he suggests that it doesn't really mean Neitz HaChama to Tetz HaKokovim, it just means that B'yemi Nitzim to B'yemi Tishrei, it's the average Tekufa. So it really means that he's really being hired from 6 in the morning to 6 at night. And therefore, even in the summer or in the winter, his malacha, his day was going to start at 6 and go to 6. It's a 12-hour day. He says that's how the Pailam Wa, Pitaira, Chatzi Yom. What?
They didn't have electricity there. So how do you work?
I guess with candlelight. Although we did see in Shin Lamed Tes, we just saw over there, discussed that the typical pile ended at Tes HaKokhavim, and therefore the Oina is the following Oina to pay him till the next morning, which would imply that the average pile finished at Tes. I know that Rav Makaba mentions other cases there, but if you can tell me, like the Orcha Shulchan, she'll come out, it's only twice, 2 months out of the year that's the case, because every time else, it's either before or after Tes. It's not Mistavra like the Orcha Shulchan in Pshat, but nevertheless, it's the Orcha Shulchan. Oh, the Dashin of Pasuk. If you look in the Sma, Sivkan Beis, he says, it says the Pasuk, Tizrak Hashem Meshe Yosef, and Yetz Adam Lefaloi, Falavadosi Adi Orev. Means he has to start from Zikas Hashemesh, and he has to go till night, till Erev.
This is the Mechaber said, Mokh Shnago. Where's that Kazan Pitaira that Alava? That goes most of the Minik?
It is. The fact it's called Anaisin. Anaisin is Adas Aminik. There's no Makar in the Torah that we go bust in a minute, but that's allowed.
So then why shouldn't it be the
minig
of the
market? No, Pitayr we go with the minig means minastam. When you don't make up, so then the minig governs and qualifies what our terms were, what the agreement was. But if I hire you, kidin Tayr, I'm hiring you according to specific terms. If I hire you, let's say, in an industry and I tell you, I'm going to hire you according to a certain industry standard type of thing. I'm going to hire you according, in contrast, I don't know, it's really not by hiring, but this contract shall be governed according to the state of Delaware. Or the terms, and even though I'm in New Jersey, or vice versa, I want those terms rather than these terms. Could be, by the way, a problem with Mitzad Darkois, but not for today. But if you hire a person according to a certain set of laws, here he's hiring according to the terms that are delineated in the Torah, the terms that the Torah requires for Paul to do. That's what you think. It isn't. The Torah says it's supposed to be from 6 to 6 or from 6.
The Torah also says you go with the minute.
Minatam. When you don't make up, you go with the minute. I made up. I said I want to go according to the terms of the Torah. I made up. And now we have to just find out what the terms of the Torah were. The Torah said clearly what a Pearl's job is.
I think what he's having trouble with is Minig is only Dintur because Minig blights a Tanai in the Dintur. You can make a Tanai and then you have to go according to the Tanai. So the Halacha is saying that if there's a Minig, that's a Tanai. It's as if you specify the Tanai.
Correct.
You
explicitly said that. You can't mention every single thing. So we go with Halacha and a Minig. Whatever we don't discuss is going to be the terms are according to industry standard. But as if we said that those are the terms. But here I didn't. I chose the Torah. Correct. Okay. Let's continue. Be'erev Shabbos, however, Erev Shabbos, you can't stay that late. Makdim atzma lebeitza sheyuka lamalas leichav yishamayim, enough time to prepare some water, v'litzlis le'dog cotton, a small fish, v'ladak esener, and light candles. So it's a very small period of time that is allowed for Paul to go home. Lo yayim minig be'er. Now, if there was no minig in the city, which is like Ramah started off before, Aval, however, Roiv Anshi Yir, Boin Mimokum Shiesha Minig. But the majority of the people, it was a new town just created, and Roiv of the people come from a different place. We have to follow the ear, the Minhogim of the ear that they came from, because we assume that that's how the Naisen is. That's how the standard is. If you tell me a new city was created, let's say, Monroe was created, and it was inhabited from all the people who came from Williamsburg, for example, then clearly the Minig will be like the Minig of Williamsburg, because they are, the majority are from Williamsburg, so therefore now the Minig of Monroe, until proven otherwise, will follow the Minhagim of Williamsburg.
You know, Yidden,
sorry?
Do you look at the Minig of the Yidden, where it came from, or the Goyim?
I mean, if the town has Yidden and Goyim, you want to know, and everyone just came new, you want to know, do you go by
near Monroe, there were people living in Monroe area before they came.
I hear what you think. Then it could be you're right. Fine. So make a new city. I don't square town. I don't. You try to find yourself a new created city. Half a Lakewood. the boundary. Yeah. Okay. The minig has to change and be kaveya a new minig. Rav, we're going to see, is not enough to be considered a minig. We'll get to it in a second. Okay, but continues Ramah. Halach mi mokum shenogu lahashkim alaharev. Lamokum shenogu shaloi lahashkim alaharev. If let's say, now the lashon of the Ramah is, I'm trying to be medayik, it's a big tumul in the Yishalmid. The lashon of the Ramah is that the employer, the balabayis, went from a mokum shenogu lahashkim alaharev, from a place that they get up early, lamokum shenogu shaloi lahashkim alaharev, or ipcho, or vice versa, and you want to know, and they never discussed out, they didn't explicitly say what the terms were, and you want to know when is the day starting, what time does he have to show up to work, we go bus to the place where he hired the payalim. Means if he came from a town which works from 8 to 6, and he went to a town which works from 9 to 5, and he hired the payalim, he only goes bus from 9 to 5. Because that is where he actually indeed contracted the payalim, and in this makum, whatever it is, you have to follow that makum.
Even if they come and work back in the town.
Oh, okay. So let me just start off. This Indian is a major Indian. I would like to go into it. It's based on the Yisham and many Pshatim and it's many Maklekes, but I would try to streamline and make it simple for the Eilam. Someone asked me a Shaila. Yanki asked me a Shaila. What happens if you're an accountant in New Jersey where the Schiris, the general price for accountants in New Jersey, is considerably less than the price for letting an accountant in Manhattan. And he's doing a job for a firm in Manhattan. And the accountant, let's say, I'll make an extreme, it can be different variables, but the accountant doesn't leave New Jersey. Everything's done through faxes or phones or emails, and the company doesn't come here. Company hired him across state borders, and he wants to know, do you go bust the price, the standard New York accounting price, or do you go bust the price for Lakewood, New Jersey, whatever, the New Jersey price, which is considerably less. And we're going to see that we'll have many tshuvas on inyanim of shiduchim. You'll have in America, you pay a shatkin a certain amount of money, in other countries, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, could be considerably less, and you'll have a cross-country and international shatkin, so you have to pay the higher amount or the lower amount. The Yishalmi says the following. Sorry. Okay, the Yishalmi says the following. That's where the Ramah is coming from. It says like this, B'nai Tveria, the people in Tveria, lo yimashkimin v'lo mariven. They didn't get up early and they didn't go late. B'nai Beis Ma'oin, but the people in Beis Ma'oin, mashkimin mariven. There the hour, the day was longer. They used to get up early and finish the day later. Now, just about Balabatish, why that was the case, the Tshuva Zoris Nosson says, is because the Beis Ma'oin was on top of the mountain and Tveria was in a valley. So therefore it blocked the sun, so they couldn't stay later because they would lose their light early on in the day. Mashenken Beis Ma'oin, which was on the mountaintops, was able to stay longer. But whatever the case is, that's the case. You have two different cities. One has a longer hour day. B'nai Tveria, and the halacha is B'nai Tveria sha'olalu liskar Beis Ma'oin, niskar b'Beis Ma'oin. And here's a shaila how to learn it all, but we're going to learn up the following. If the B'nai Tveria, if the employers of Tveria went up to hire workers in Beis Ma'ayin, Niskarim Beis Ma'ayin, you have to follow the price, whatever's considered, in this case not the price, sorry, it's the hours of the day, you have to follow the minig of Beis Ma'ayin, because that's where he hired them. If the B'nai Beis Ma'ayin, Shiyardu, Liska B'Tveya, if the employers of Beis Ma'ayin went down to Tveya to hire workers, Niskarim B'Tveya, then they would go by the minig of Tveya, because that's where they were hired. People on top went down to the people on the bottom, you have to go by the valley price, the Tveya's price.
Where they work?
Sorry? We're going to see that. That's the next line of the Yishalmi. Aval, however, she'olim mitveria. If someone's going up mitveria, lisko poilin mi beis ma'ayin, to hire poilin from beis ma'ayin, and the mefarshim say, and it means to come back to Tveria, and it's mavu like that in the Yishalmi. We'll see in a second why. The halacha is that you go both the Tveria. You go both the way you bring the poilin back, and in that case. Sorry, the halacha is, you go both the Beis Ma'ayin, again, you're going to go both to the place where you hire them, even though they're doing work in the valley, they're doing work in Tveria, you still go both the Beis Ma'ayin, and that's where you hire them out. And the reason for that, Dr. Yishalmi, is because Yechilu Meim Aloin, because they can tell the employees, Kein Tzalkas B'mashav Tachoyin Dolavina Mashak Nega Poyelim in Tveria, you thought I came all the way here because I couldn't find Poyelim in Tveria. There are hundreds of poilim in Tveria. Why do you think I came to Beis Ma'ayin? The reason why I came here is Ella begin. The reason is because the Shamat Aleichem, because I heard about you, the Atu Meshkim and Mariven, because you get up early, you have put in a longer day. Begin came Sakha Sakha, therefore I came here. So if I came here, the mere fact that I came in, I didn't hire you. Hire other workers in Tveria is a raya that I'm nochis. I want Badafka the terms that you come from. I want the terms of the employee. I want the terms of the place, which is a longer day. That's what I want. And that's why you came all the way here. So that's exactly what I'm going to get to. 1 second. Let me. Basically, it comes out like this. The Yishalmi says three cases. One case is where Tveria went to Ma'on to hire in Ma'on. Or the inverse case, Ma'on went to Tveria to hire in Tveria, and in both cases, of course, you're going to go both the place where they were hired, because that's actually the place where they worked as well. And then the Yishalmi is based on another case where the Tveria came to Beis Ma'ayin. That means the shorter working day came to the longer working day place to bring him back to the shorter working day. And nevertheless, we go both the longer working day, even though the Pula was done over there, we still go back to the place where you were hired, and the reason is because why in the world did I come here? It's clear from my actions, if I schlepped all the way here to hire you, it's clear that I was nochas to these terms of this makom. And therefore you see it's pshat in Yishalmi, it's mavul like that he was bringing him back to Tveria. If he wasn't bringing back to Tveria, what type of tiny is? I could have 100 workers in Tveria, shkoyak, but you're trying to hire a guy in Beis Ma'ayin. Well, of course you're trying to do the malacha in Tveria, but nevertheless he's tiny. That what do you think? Why in the world do you think I came all the way here? It's because I wanted your terms, because they're better for me if I go bust to your terms. Now the shaila is, what about the next case? The Yishalmi left out the fourth case. That is, what would be if the B'nai Ma'ayin, which is the longer working day, went to Tveria, which is a shorter working day, and hired the pilot to go back to the longer working day? Do you go bust to the place where they were hired from, or do you go bust to the place where there's a pa'ula? Just to make it easier to follow, because we're talking about longer working days, shorter working days, the Panamir is just spelled out clearly, and that's how we, all the Tshuva is following him, is that this halacha is not just to the terms of the Tanoim of how many hours in a day, but in terms of the price as well. Because he says, he makes a hanoka, that if both poilim were hired for the same exact price, Sayin Moin, Sayin Tveria, and one's working a longer hour day, and one's working shorter, clearly then the longer working hour day is a cheaper poil, and the shorter working hour day is a more expensive poil. So basically, just to be able to say this easier, is that if you'll have two different prices, do you go back to the cheaper price or the more expensive price? If the work was done in the same place where you hired them, clearly you're going to go back to that price. But if you're hiring an expensive employer is hiring a cheaper employee, then you go back to the cheaper employee, even though he's schlepping them back to the more expensive place. Which, let's say, to an accountant type of situation would be, is if people from New York would travel to New Jersey and hire an accountant to come back to New York and do the work there, then he would only have to pay the New Jersey price, the lower price, because why in the world did he come to New Jersey? I know Yankee's a great accountant, but there are probably at least a few other accountants in New York that can match. So it's clearly he'll have this time that the reason why I came here is because I wanted the New Jersey price. Okay? Now, what would be the inverted case? Where, let's say, someone was foolish enough, who has a business in New Jersey, wants an accountant in New York. especially if he has Yankee hair. So why would he travel to New York? So let's say someone was so foolish to do that, and he went all the way to New York. So the shaila would be, does he have to pay? And he's bringing him back to New Jersey to do the job. Does he pay the more expensive price, which is the New York price, or says, well, hey, the pula was done here in New Jersey. I only want to pay you the pula price, and that is the cheaper price of New Jersey. So that is going to be a machlokes. The minchas olos is medayik from the Yerushalmi. They both are medayik and Yerushalmi both ways. The minchas olos in chelak beis and minches has the following dik. It's clear from the Yerushalmi that had it not been for this type of teretz that the balavayis gave, you would have to go basa the mokum of the pu'ula, where the work was performed. And the only reason why the balavayis, the employer, gets away with a cheaper price is because he says, I have a right, why in the world did I schlep all the way here? Clearly I wanted the cheaper price. The inverted case, you don't have that story. You're going to tell them the balabai schlepped all the way here to get the more expensive price. Clearly not, that's not what he did. So you don't have that svara. If you don't have that svara, so in absence of any new svaras, you should go back to the principle, which seemingly is underlying the svara in Yerushalmi, is that you go back to the makom pula. It means where there's a stira between the makom ha-pula and the makom of the schiris, you should go back to the makom ha-pula. And that's what the minchas ha-lota says with, he argues with the panamiris, he says with the shtarka, he doesn't understand the mefurish for Yerushalmi.
Could it be that the quality of the work is better? That's
one way to say. You could always say that svara, right? You could always say, and that's another, we're going to get to these type of svaras shortly in different industries. When we get to a shatkum, we'll get back to it. But at least the Minchas Olos wants to suggest that the whole Yerushalmi only had a svara here that the Makom Schiris overrides the Makom Pu'ula is because I went out of my way all the way here. Now, Rav Moshe makes a deek in the Yerushalmi punfaket. Rav Moshe makes a deek in the Yerushalmi. How come the Yerushalmi only addressed this case? He said that Kolchok, the other case, the inverted case, the one that we're looking for, was Pasha to the Yerushalmi. And in fact, especially if you touch with the Yerushalmi was even asking Akasha, Kilo, like, what would be in this case? And the Yerushalmi has to give this farah. So why didn't the Yerushalmi collect the Shalom by both cases? Elamai, that other case, whatever it would be Pasha without any Svaras. Why? Now, push it one way. And the Ramesh suggests the pshitas would be the other way. The pshitas would be that if you hire a person in a more expensive place, you're going to go basa the mokum of the schiris. If that's where I went, even though the pula was performed in the cheaper place, I zikha have to pay the more expensive price. And as I move on, the chubis panamiris and other chubis as well, and be'etzem, the chayitz medrik and yishami minei bay, because it depending on the gears of the yishami, but there are those who have the gears in yishami, let's say like the Ridvan, the Rivash, that Yerushalmi wasn't discussing three cases, they were only discussing two cases. And it was the following. The first case was where Beis Mo'oin Shiyod Oliska B'Tveria, it left out the whole entire first case, it started with the second case, that the people from the cheaper place went to the more expensive place, and on that the Yerushalmi said, Niskorim B'Tveria, you have to pay the Tveria price. However, Avol, the inverted case, Shailu Mitreya Liska Poilu Mi Beis Mo'oin, if the more expensive place went to the cheaper place, there you can get away with the cheaper place because this whole Svara. Now, if the second case is talking about where you brought the pole back to your hometown, then Pasha's in the first case, if that's the inverted case, if you only had those two cases in the Yerushalmi, it's also talking about where you brought him back to the hometown, and nevertheless, since you went to a more expensive place to hire him, you're going to have to pay the higher amount. So you have a Machlokes HaPoskim. Now, what would be the Svara of Moshe? He doesn't explain himself that well, and neither does the Panim Iris, but it seems that if I went here, that the Mokum Eschirus is really the Ikka. If even in the Makom Pula somewhere else, if I traveled here, then it's clear that from the employer's end, if the employer did the traveling, he slept here, it's clearly that Minastam, he's going back to the place where he hired the guy. However, from the Pole's point of view, the Pole never worked out of town. The Pole works here. And clearly, Yerushalmi, I should preface, is not talking about where you have a clear minig for this mix. If you'll have a clear minig for the people who live in New York, who work in New Jersey, or vice versa, there'll be a new shah, then clearly you go bust to that shah. But we're talking about there aren't two, there isn't this new shah. There's only a shah for New York and a shah for New Jersey. Now you have this mix, what do you do then? So you have no new minig. You want to know what is the ikka. The pilum don't go to the other town to work. From the Pole's point of view, he wants the more money he can get. That's what he's marcus to. And if the balabai schlep to him, which is a more expensive place, then it's going to have to be the more expensive price, even though you're bringing him down to your town. He is a more expensive employee. On the other hand, from the cheaper employee, there was a shaila that from the Pole's point of view, he wants to say, look, you're schlepping me to a more expensive place, I want a more expensive price. On that, the Yishalmi counters, well, if I came all the way here to hire you, clearly my understanding was, I'm not, because you knew I was schlepping here, clearly, and you knew I could have gotten so many other poilim over there. The obvious understanding was that I want the cheaper price. It was only on that half of the equation the Yishalmi needed a svara. But on the first half, where you're hiring from a more expensive place, you have to pay the more expensive price, even though you're bringing them back down.
So, it's kosher.
It's kosher even without the svara. I mean, even I'll show you where this svara won't apply.
Why did you schlep to hire Pauline for less money? Obviously, because he wanted to pay less money. So the same story. Why did you schlep over here to hire? Or it was nochis to pay more money.
But I think it's not just why he did it, but the fact that he even hired him. You're going to see that this far the Yishalmi, I'm going to give you practical applications that this Yishalmi doesn't apply, yet the first half will be correct. Just as a thikam, we're getting confused here, just as a thikam, like Panamiris and Ramoshin, Laris Nosin, and other tshuvas, we always go the Malka Basa, the Malka of the Schiris. Say if the Pula was done here, say if I schlep him back to a different place, you're always going to go Basa, the Malka, where he hired the guy out. If it's more expensive, it was pasha to the Yishalmi, and if it was a cheaper price, and I'm schlepping him back home, where there would have been, for some reason, a tzad to say faket, still the Yishalmi says, I have this far, and say, no, if I schlep all over here, I want this price where the contract was done. So in all four situations, in all four variables, it's going to come out that you always go bustle where the employee was hired out. If I came to New Jersey to hire the employee, then I'm going to get the New Jersey price, and if I went to New York to hire the employee, I'm going to have to pay the New York price. That's going to come out like these sheetahs. Now, if we're going to have a case where there is no schiris at all, if you're going to have a case where there isn't, I'll give you a case like a shachan, that was a Panamiris case, where there was no contract, there was no hiring. A guy calls you up, he wants to register a shidduch to your child, and it works, Baruch Hashem. There was no hiring, no one hired, he performed a malacha for you. So therefore you want to know, and let's say he called you up from a different place, he called you up from Eretz Yisrael, and the shidduch went through, and he wants to know, did he get paid the Eretz Yisrael price or the American price? And in this case, really, there is no mokum where the schiris was hired, there was no contract, there was no upmach, but there was a place where the schiris is performed, and the place, and we live in two different places. Do you go both to the poil's place? Do you go both to the balabai's place? Do you go both where it was performed? Let's say it was performed in yet a third country. The halach is going to go both to where the mokum apula was. And therefore, Dr. Panamir is going to come out very interesting. What happens, his case was, you have a Kala who lives in America, and you have a Chosin who lives in Eretz Yisrael. And the Shidduch was arranged. So Dr. Panamir is the Kala who hired the Shatkin to do him work, where he's going to perform the Malacha in Eretz Yisrael. Because he's getting, let's say the Kala is here, I'm getting the Chosin who lives in Eretz Yisrael. You're convincing the Chosin from Eretz Yisrael to come here. So the Kala is going to have to pay the cheaper price. Because you performed the malacha of Shatzchanis in Eretz Yisrael. The chosin who lives in Eretz Yisrael, who normally the minig is to pay less, but since he asked the Shatzchan to do the malacha, to perform, to get me this kala from America, so the malacha was performed in America, the chosin is going to have to pay the more expensive price. The rich get rich and the poor get poorer. The one in Eretz Yisrael is going to have to pay the American price, and the one in America is going to have to pay the Eretz Yisrael price.
The Shatzchan went to both of them.
Right, the shatkin went to both.
The girl and the boy did not, the parents of any of them did not contact the shatkin. Shatkin thought of it in America, and...
Well, he says it's irrelevant where the shatkin thought of it. Since the shatkin performed the malacha, he could... Okay, I'm going to get to that in a second. But if he actually did, he traveled to America and read the shatkin to America, and then he traveled to Israel and read the shatkin to Israel, so he performed the pu'ula for the American in Eretz Yisrael, and he performed the pu'ula for the Israeli in America. That's what how it would be. So you go both in Mokum pu'ula. Now it's mavun the truvis panamiris, v'teich advarim. It's a little grayed. I mean, everyone says that the panamiris, the words missing, but it's mavun v'teich advarim. The way the because Allah definitely says it over, is that you go both where the pu'ula was performed, not where he actually did. I mean, his case was, is a shatin, who knows where he lived. He lived somewhere else, doesn't make a difference. But he wrote a letter to America, and he wrote a letter to Eretz Israel. He might have lived in Africa, it's irrelevant. Since where he Turay for the Malacha means even though he worked in Africa by writing the letter, but the letter affected the Pa'ula in Eretz Yisrael, then for that side of the equation, the Malacha was done in Eretz Yisrael. And if the letter affected a Pa'ula in America, then on that side of the equation, he did perform the Malacha in America. You go both, and in modern days, with phones and emails, and you can have an accountant here and does everything over email, or any business for that. I know I have a Kavrusa's wife who lives here and works for a company in Baltimore. Everything is done by email. So if you have these type of situations, you're going to have a problem that it will come out l'chayra. If the malacha was performed there, I mean, it could be makab, but if the malacha was performed there, if let's say from across the state border, she's actually going into the files, into the computer system of Baltimore, and arranging, let's say she's an accountant, whatever it is, a bookkeeper, and she's helping them out there, that she's actually fixing their books in Baltimore, then she performed the malacha in Baltimore, even though she lives in Lakewood. If you just say that she did the entire job here, and she just mailed it or emailed it, but really the entire job was actually performed there, look, could be everyone, you know, that's a different situation. But if you're doing a malacha there, you're effecting a change there, and you're doing it through a phone call, through a letter, then according to the Panamiris, it would seem that it's considered that the Mokam Apula was over there.
That's different than saying wherever you were sent for the Pail anyway.
That's talking about a case where there's no Skiris Pailim, like by a Shachin. There was no Mokam Askiris, so then you go both to the Mokam Apula. Or if you go like the Minchas Alaza that he holds, then you do go both to Mokam Apula even when there's a Skiris.
Yes, correct.
You go both to where he performed because there was no Skiris altogether. Now, there was a shoyl who asked the following shayla, this type of shatkin shayla. He asked Sairav Moshe and Sairav Nosan Geshetna the shayla. He sent the shayla to both, the road tshuvas to both. He wrote the shayla to Rav Moshe in Tammuz of Tashin Lama Gimel. He was in, apparently in the Staten Island. He was away for the summer. Rav Moshe writes, he doesn't have a tshuvas panamiris in front of him. And the shoyl said over the panamiris, you know, maybe more than one account, different than the panamiris wrote it. And that was what he fed to Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe says, look, I don't have a panamiris. When I get back, I'll look it up. I don't know if we can deduce from the fact that he printed the tshuva that he was masking to it. But at least the shoyl wrote to Rav Moshe that it seems from the panamiris that you should go basa where the letter was actually written, where the shatkin is in Africa, whatever it is. And the shoyl says, look, you should go basa where the pula turay. And Rav Moshe says, no, the panamiris is gerech that you go basa where the pail actually wrote the letter. Faket from what the Bunnery, he fed the wrong information.
Poil.
Sorry?
That's because he used the word poil. He used the poil, the schiris poil, and then economic.
No, you're talking about where there's no schiris. There was no upmark. We're talking about, let's say, a case of a shatkin grad. He was talking about shatkanas as well. And he wants to know where is considered the Mokam Apula. And he said, the Bunnery says that the Mokam Apula is considered where the shatkin is, because that's where he wrote the letter. He never left his hometown. And the show suggested Faket. And Ramosha backs up the Bunnery. Now, I don't know if Rav Moshe would have known that the Panamiris says Faket. I don't know if Rav Moshe would have argued with the Panamiris. But at least, similarly, if you walk away from Rav Moshe's tshuva, it would seem that he's arguing with what we have in the Panamiris, what the Minchas Allah had in the Panamiris, where are you going to go? Do you go both to where the guy wrote the letter? And Rav Moshe even read up. And even if he makes a phone call, since he made the phone call from his hometown, even though he called overseas, you're going to go both to where he is, the pool is, and his makam.
But did you mention over there that the person never called the
shot
asking him to start the...
Yeah, he's talking about a case where he starts off at the beginning of the bar, and then he goes to the next step, but at the beginning he's talking about where there's no Malkam Aschiris. The Ramayisha got the holds, like the Panamiris in that respect as well, like I said, that everything goes bust on the Malkam Aschiris. Now to throw a monkey wrench in these type of svaras, and to show you a case that these svaras do not apply, is the Panamiris suggests, and he passes up here the suggestion, because Allah doesn't like it, but the Panamir says is that this whole Yishami, this new Svara, that a guy is going from a more expensive place to a cheaper place, why in the world did I schlep here? Because don't you think I could have gotten other poilim in my town? Clearly I was milkers to your cheaper price, otherwise I went to schlep. So the Panamir is, that's good, by regular poilim, there are a dime a dozen. But when you have a shatkin, not everyone is so talented in how he talks and he sweet talks and whatever it is. Flowery Lashonis Panamir is used. Not everyone could be a Sheka David Kesef Neutel. Rosh Tevis of Shatkin, not everyone could do that, so I needed you, Badafka, so that's why I slept to you. If you would have been in a more expensive place where I slept to you, I didn't come to you because I needed a cheaper Shatkin, I needed a good Shatkin. So therefore, Panamir says that this Svar of the Yishami does not pass, and therefore, if someone from America would hire, call up a Shatkin, Eretz Yisrael, to be the Shatkin, he would have to pay the more expensive price if he's doing the pula in America, is because you don't have the svara of the Yerushalmi to say, why in the world did I schlep to Eretz Yisrael for? Because you don't have that svara by a shavkin. And who adin l'chayra, if who took the initiative, l'chayra, is here we're talking about with an employer schlep to the employer. Let's say the employer from New York was here for Shabbos anyway, and you go over and you solicit a job. You say, no, I'm an accountant, or I do this. I would like to have your business. I'm in graphics. I will perform business for you. I can make you a nice logo, a nice brochure. And you go to the employer, l'chayra, you would not have the svar of the Yishalmi. And therefore, if the employer is from New York, and if the work would be performed in New York, whatever that means, we're going back to before, let's say you talk a schlep to New York, or if you send it and you're helping him out in New York, let's say over via email, if you hold like the panamirs, if the work will be performed in New York and you initiated the process, you approached the employer, you would be entitled to the more expensive rate. Because the Yishalmi only said in that case you get the cheaper rate is because the employer has this far, why in the world did I come here? I schlepped here because I wanted the cheaper rate. If he was approached by the employee, one could argue that the svara of the Yishalmi doesn't apply. You can say, no, the employee only accepted it because he knew he was getting the cheaper rate, that's why he accepted the price. But pashtus, I would say, you don't have the svara of the Yishalmi. Or like the Shatkin case. So in that case, we're in the Shatkin, we wouldn't have the svara of the Yishalmi, loy tepanamiris. Nevertheless, in the inverse case, loy tepanamiris, who read the clearly in Mer Moshe, if you'll have a Eretz Yisrael dikah who hires an American Shatkin to do work in Eretz Yisrael, he would still have to pay the American price, because that is where he was contracted out. He was contracted out from America. You have to pay the higher price, even though the svara of the Yishalmi would not pass. Okay, let's move on. We sat on this long enough. All right, Dr. Ramah Vaita, Veinu Kari Minig, and it's not considered a Minig, Elo Dova Hashkiach V'Nasa Harbi, unless it's prevalent V'Nasa Harbi Pomim. Avu Dova She'enu Nasa Rak Pam Achas, it only happened once, O Shnei Pomim Enu Kari Minig. The case was in the Rivosh that they hired a chazan on certain terms. To, let's say the last chazan they hired, he was potter from certain membership dues or taxes. And maybe two chazanim were like that. And they hired a new chazan. He didn't read those if he's going to be potter on taxes or not. He said that that's not considered enough of a minik. How often do you hire chazanim? It was once a time, once in a city. It didn't happen very often. That's not considered a minik. Rather, there's a Ramah in Kufsam Magimel, Agadi taxes. Ramah mentions a true, I believe there's from a true Mesadeshan, that to be considered a minig, you have to have it three times. Which, tickle dik, if you take the Ramah literally, Pamakas, if my Pamim is not, but it sounds more than him. It has to be Harbi Pamim. To be considered a minig, it has to be prevalent, widespread minig. It can't be just isolated event. That's not going to be considered a minig. Now, when we talk about a minig, we were married before, someone asked a Shiloh, what's considered a minig? You'll have someone who works, there are people who work from 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 to 6. That's not the standard, let's say it's 9 to 5, but there are people who get up earlier. Can we now say that the minig is from 9 to 5? Now, look is that by Mominus, Hukus Mominus, we learned in Reish Lama Beis last year, the end of Reish Lama Beis, that they know Kumbu Mominaka Arroyv. If it'll be just Arroyv is from 9 to 5, then you can't say, well, the Arroyv is like that, we did Basar Arroyv. That won't help you. That's not considered a minig. A minig has to be more than Arroyv. A minig has to be everybody. Now, it doesn't have to be everybody literally. There's a Truvis Kavasyon in Simu Kofav and the Tumim in Kloli Migoy on Sifkot Memvav, where they discuss that the fact that Ein Hokum B'Mamanach Arroyv is because the Miet sides with the other party. The one who has a Cheskas Mamon has a Miet on his side. Should only have a Miyuta de Miyuta, that's far less. I don't know what the exact number is. He says Echad or Shnayim Be'ir, that's considered a Miyuta de Miyuta, that's not going to count. That's Batla Daitam, and that's considered a Minig, that's a cross, that's considered Kulam, everyone goes like that. So if you tell me that there's 20% who start their day from 8 o'clock, and 80% from 9 o'clock, I can hear that's only a right. But if you tell me that 5% should start from 8 o'clock, that's a mute to mute, that doesn't count. That's but the light item. 95% of the people do like this, that's industry standard, that's considered a minig. And you wouldn't be able to go against that minig.
The hours in the United States, in Eastern Coast at least, is 9 to 5 or 8 to 4. You may have flex time, but the amount of time they're in the workforce is generally about 9 to 5, those hours,
40 hours. Tell me it's a 40-hour week. It's an 8-hour day. An 8-hour day, this question is which time. But let's say it's more difficult for the pile to get up early. And he said, look, I thought you were going bus to 9 to 5. I don't want to work from 8 to 4. Actually, we just had a Shiloh a week and a half ago, I believe it was. Someone called me up with such a Shiloh that terms of the day. I mean, they had to work a certain amount of hours, but the employee wanted to shift it over to start the day later, actually. Instead of being, I think it was 9 to 2, it wanted to be 10 to 3, and that wasn't good for the employee, because she said she has to come home for the kids, whatever it is, Benasarim, whatever it is, she has to be home. And it wasn't good, so he tried to change the deal on her. He has no right to change the deal, and if it will be Minastam, if there will be such an understanding of Minastam, a part-time worker is 9 to 2, whatever it is, a 9 to 1, then we have to go by that. I don't believe there's such a minig, basically, but at least from the 9 to 5, I think that's pretty much widespread. But, you know, again, if that's not...
What's the issue?
We're going to get to Shin Lamagimo about firing employees.
But you said, I think you said, you hire a babysitter for 3 hours. Everyone comes late.
Like,
everyone comes late. So
you're forcing her
to stay late. Is that
considered normal? You're doing that like for a captain to come home at night. You're taking a home at 11:30 and you come out at 12:30. And this way, she's born for the next day in school. I don't know if that's considered a minig, especially there. You glad you said I'm going to be home at 11:30. Sorry. This whole thing is, by the way, you're going about the minig when you don't have any asnof. The babysitter says, "Look, I don't want to come home late. I want to be out there by 11:30." It's irresponsible to come home with that. If you're annoying, it's okay. But if you have this in mind that you're going to come home late, you're doing an injustice. A secretary or whatever, something, an employee? You can ask. Nothing wrong with asking. But you want to know if you can change. I don't know. You have to have a shayla chacham. If you tell me that's the reason, then you're going to have a problem on the end. If there's a threat hanging over her head that she's going to be fired if she doesn't do it, and if halakhically she cannot be fired, then she's in the right, then you would have a look at her problem to do that.
You can have multiple women husband, right? I mean, some people would, sorry? If you're saying like the 80-20, whatever it is, so then you can prefer to have...
So there is no clear minig, correct? And what does that mean? That means there is no specific minig, and therefore if there's no specific minig, you will not be able to...
pick one or the other.
Somebody to make a veil of araya. Or you'll have maybe Dhamma Madim in such a case, whatever it is, but then you're going to be stuck. I think Rabbi Marburger said over the Chofetz Chaim that the Chatzchila Chofetz Chaim Mamish Kosar Holak Dhamma is saying how important it is before you hire an employee to try to spell out explicitly every term possible, because you can leave things to the unknown, then you're going to have these differences of opinion and it's going to be very difficult. And if you don't get the minig clearly, if you believe the minig's like this and it's not 100% and you force the ball to do something, it could be gzela or oishik or other isurim involved, and it's going to become problematic.
An employer establishes on the minig, in other words, if you do this to 2 or 3 employees, is that considered already?
No, if an employee has an internal in-house minig, unless you tell me that the employee was aware of that, if he was aware of that, fine, and I'd say he was nokis. But if you tell me that in my agency I expect this, everyone in my business goes from 8 to 6 and everywhere else it's not like that, and the employee had no idea before he went into this, and he's totally kafi the minig amokum, not kafi the minig that he created, artificially created in his workplace.
Are you allowed to go to contract when you hire somebody that you didn't fire the employee for any reason? You can make such a time, but you're going to get hold of the Shulam HaGimel. You're going to see all the dinim of Yaakov Lakhdar. It's very nogea. How many days do you take vacation? We're going to get to it as well. Hold on.
Let's try to move on. I know we're going to cap around another sip. We're going to probably have to do that next week. Just to theorize,
You say you don't go
bust
to the right, but I think the other person is saying that we have two and hug him, so who's
neither minig, it's going to be a mitzvah maker of Elo Varaya. Whoever's muksik. I'm muksik the money. If I didn't yet play the employee, which is typically the case, I won't have to pay you if you don't do the job. Or let's say, if I can't, I'll go to the extreme. You already worked the day, you already accomplished the pula, but you didn't do it according to what I understood you were going to do it. I'll prorate. I won't give you your full salary because you didn't perform, to my understanding. If it's before the job, I don't have to pay you. But then again, you're not locked in either, because you could say, I understood it wasn't going to be done on these terms with this amount of money. If you're not going to pay me, then I'm not going to do the job. If there was already a scholar's malacha and then there's a kinyan, you're going to have certain problems. But whoever's muksik on his end could say, I'm walking away because I understood it was done on these terms. So just to theorize a general klal, we're not going to have time to go weiter, but as we'll next week come back to certain inyonim and minhagim and damam adiyim. But with derech klal, what's the concept which we touched on in the beginning? You mentioned, what's the concept of a minig? A minig means that kol ha'nois v'nois, and that's a minig. He was saying, like, why did I come into this deal? Because clearly, if I didn't discuss any terms, I didn't say this term, I can't read everything. It was done according to industry standard. Now, the Rishonim, there's a Machlokes Rishonim that could be a minig only is worth anything if it was done at Piva Sikin. If the Chachomim who were Kaveh the minig, if you had the Talmidei Chachomim and the Paiskim, whoever it was, in the city, in the Shtot, the Rav of the Shtot, who was Kaveh the minig, then that minig has a Taikif. Then it's binding. If it's done Shaloya Piva Sikin, if it was just evolved by itself, that minig has no Taikif and it'll be nothing. It's worthless. Other Rishonim, the majority of Rishonim say no, that Minhagim are, even in Mominus, that is, that's even done, Minhagim are considered a Minhag, and it's applicable, even if there are no Besikin, even if there's no Talmud Chacham backing behind the Minhag. Now, the Pesikim down the line sort of say that because you have this Machlokes, you could always say Kimli, and if you have this Minhag that's going against me, well, it wasn't done up here Besikin, I'll say I don't have to go bust on that Minhag. That wasn't the understanding. However, the Ramah and Machab and the Shulchan Aruch and the Neis HaKelem never discuss. Here should be the case, or you should discuss, but you need Vesikin. How come the Ramah doesn't say it? He says he needs Pomim Shchei Charbe. He gives other qualifications. He never says that here you need Minig Vesikin. And to take it a step further, if you look in Rav Kiva Ego, he brings on the side that which the Ramah says, that a Dover which is not Shchiach, only Pamachas, doesn't count. In Yikari Minig, Ein Erich Misha, that says, that's only hechaich on a roi noigim pamayim b'shalach. Even says three times doesn't count. Avol hecha the yadi bibira. But if you know shal piaskomas v'sikin nogukin, in that case was by a chazan, you know it was a minute kavua pichak meyayir. Afila enyu moti rak pamakas b'yoyva 1 in 50 years shayek loyma v'nogukin. It's shayek considered a minute. So he's touching up the Ramah that was done Shulay al Pivisikin. If it would be done al Pivisikin, then even once in a Yevil is good enough. But that the Ramah should have it Shulay al Pivisikin, but should be considered the Noyig, the Minig, that we did it on that understanding, what's prevalent, and it has to be prevalent, has to be Habi Pomim Shkiach. If not, that's not considered prevalent, that's not considered that's what we had in mind. But if it was done al Pivisikin, Avada that alone would be considered a Minig. So it's clearly he learned the Ramah without Pivisikin. And I think it's widespread today. I don't know if you can use this as a minig on the minig, but widespread in the Bati Din and widespread in society today is that we go bust on minhagim even if it's not done up chak meir. Lav dafka, the job from 9 to 5 was done up chak meir. Probably was done from the liberals in America or whatever, the employees of America, the labor unions of America, who created such a thing, and that wasn't done up pichak. Nevertheless, the minig will still be considered a minig. Another nekuda to mention, and I'll finish with that, is the same idea, is that the Rishonim say that in order for a minig to be oikar halacha, or oikar chayshe mishpat, to go against a din Torah, if a halacha prescribes a certain thing to go against that, you need it to be done api haskomet b'nei yir, api haskomet zayin tuvei yir. And in absence of that, vaita, you're going to say that minig is worthless, it's meaningless. However, the Ritva and the Rivash, who and the Ramban doesn't read led by Pailim, but the Ritva and Rivash do say that Tzchir's Pailim is an exception, and it gives a few other exceptions to the rule, that here if you'll have a meaning which evolved, even if it wasn't done, like it wasn't a legislation passed, it wasn't done as Ayin Tuveyir, it wasn't done by the Hanolis, or the Bnei Yair, nevertheless that minig has a tekifis, that minig is intact. And I believe, they don't say clearly why, but I believe the reason is because at least in this case, there is no clear halacha that a poem must work from Neith to Tzeith. That was the stam poilim api Torah. If you're going to say in higher poil for a different time, are you going to tell me you're being masna macha kasa b'Torah? And if your whole masna macha kasa b'Torah doesn't work, you can tell me you can't create a new poil that doesn't work from Neith to Tzeith? All that means is that from the Torah we see what the standard poil work like. Surely if you're going to create a different poil, if you want to hire a part-time poil, that would be fine. If you want to create a poil which is 9 to 5, that would be fine. Well, if the minig is, if the shteg is that we hire poilim, it means 9 to 5, then that was our understanding. We did it with that understanding, as if we explicitly contracted from 9 to 5. And in such a upmah, it's not a stira to the Torah, it's not going kineged din Torah. When you have something which is going kineged din Torah, for example, if you ask a shemachinim to be chayiv ba'ainzin, which is kineged din Torah, the Torah says that shemachinim is patan, it's only chayiv for pshia, and then you need a tnai to create a new shemachinim. Yes, and ekonami, if you're just going to have a minig that's chayiv, that's responsible for ainzin, it's not going to work. That's done kineged the Torah, and unless you have Chak Meir, Vesikin of Yenev, Bnei'er, Zayin Tuvier, who enacts such a minig, it's not going to have any tekifis, it's not going to be binding. But here, there is no clear halacha. What we see from the Torah is what the Stam was. Well, if everyone does it like this, and it's as if you explicitly stated otherwise, and we'll follow the minig. Cult of Shkoyer.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.